bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of Genesis. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" A rose is a rose is a rose. That's what the poem says. If that's so, I suppose a fact is a fact is a fact. At least it ought to be. Unfortunately, in recent years, facts seem to have become very flexible beasties. When I was young, Christopher Columbus was a great explorer, but now he's been demoted into a great exploiter. Once we celebrated a day in his honor, but now, at least in many circles, the mention of his name causes sneers. There was a time when students were told that America was founded on Christian values by Christian men and women. Now, according to many textbooks, those reports were greatly exaggerated. Indeed, now we're informed that these special folks were far too sophisticated and intelligent to have a serious faith in the triune God. Pontius Pilate spoke for many of us when he asked, "What is truth?" Right now, the Texas State Board of Education is trying to answer that question for the children, the students of that state, and others. Under debate has been subjects like, in our textbooks, should Christmas be mentioned? Should religious references to America's founders be deleted? Should civil rights leaders receive some prominence? It's impossible for me to tell how it will all work out. I do pray that our ancestors who came to this land searching for religious freedom, our forefathers who tried to follow the tenets of God's word throughout their lives, may not have their memories erased. Many of them weren't perfect, and the textbook should never say that they were. On the other hand, many of them did serve the Lord to the best of their ability, and we have enjoyed the results of their work. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, when Jesus was on trial, they brought in people to lie about him. Now, the witness made by many Christians is also under attack. Today we ask that our generation and those who come after us may be inspired by the Christian witness which has been made by our ancestors, and that we avoid the sins they committed. In Jesus' name, amen.